With the 7 News First Alert forecast.
Going to be a pretty nice day after some early morning fog and clouds. We'll see partly cloudy skies for your Thursday with unseasonably warm afternoon highs in the mid to upper 70s. The only downside is our tree pollen remains very high, so make sure you have those allergy meds if you suffer from those seasonal allergies. Heading into the overnight hours, skies will become mostly cloudy, but it'll be cooler, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, mid 60s, a few afternoon showers possible. Saturday, the warmer weekend day at 72. Only 62 on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
68 degrees now in the nation's capital.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, one of the jurors already picked in former President Trump's hush money trial has been excused by the judge.
Only on WTOP, why is so much of the Beltway in Maryland in the dark at night? I'm Mike Marilla.
Neighbors upset about more chaos at a local CVS.
Yeah, that's why I don't go there.
This is Kyle Cooper.
A local university offering a class that examines Taylor Swift. The Dow is up 290 points. 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. At the Trump hush money trial, the judge has dismissed one of the 7 jurors chosen earlier this week, a woman who said she might be influenced by media coverage and could not be fair and unbiased. CBS's Robert Costa is covering the case.
Jury selection could end sometime later this week or early next week, meaning the opening arguments of the trial could happen within the next 7 days. That makes this situation pretty complicated for former President Donald Trump. While he might want to stretch it out as much as possible while he runs again for the presidency, this judge is moving swiftly.
Members of the Kennedy family are publicly endorsing President Biden today in Philadelphia. They have distanced themselves from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running for president as an independent. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
The significance of the Kennedy family coming out now is that it's a blow to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s challenge to President Biden. And the source familiar with the Biden campaign's planning told me that this has been months in the making and that the Kennedy family came forward because they wanted to send a message kind of to their relative RFK Jr.
The severe storms, including suspected tornadoes, have caused damage in parts of Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, and western Pennsylvania. Stephen Kendall and his 7 kids live in Hardhat, Bucyrus, Ohio.
I told all my kids, we're alive, and we came out screaming to everybody that we were alive and we made it, because we're happy that we made it.
The FCC is investigating 911 outages overnight in 4 states. South Dakota had the worst of it, along with parts of Texas, Nevada, and Nebraska. In Italy, at a G7 summit, Ukraine's foreign minister urged the U.S. House to pass an aid bill.
One and the only issue on my agenda here at the G7 ministerial is air defense. And for obvious reasons, the role of the United States in the matter of air defense is fundamental.
House Speaker Johnson has indicated a vote on the package could come Saturday. CBS's Jerika Duncan has more now on the move by the NBA to ban Raptors center Jonte Porter in a gambling scandal.
An NBA investigation found Porter gave a better information about his own health status prior to a Toronto's game on March 20th. A better placed $80,000 on Porter not hitting certain in-game milestones. Porter left the game after just 3 minutes, claiming he felt ill. The bet was frozen because of the unusual activity. Porter was also found to have placed 13 bets on NBA games, including bets on his own team to lose, although he didn't play in those games.
Wall Street's a strong day for stocks so far. The Dow is up 290. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 11:03 on WTOP on Thursday, April 18. 68 degrees with sunshine. We're heading up around 80. Good morning. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. On the Beltway between the American Legion and Woodrow Wilson Bridges, Maryland maintains 1,600 streetlights. In a WTOP exclusive, our Mike Marilla is finding nearly 20% of those lights are out at night.
In a drive on the outer loop between the bridges, WTOP noticed more than 300 streetlights that were dark on both sides of the highway.
on the Outer Loop. We have 3 after university, 4, 5.
Leaving stretches of the highway unnecessarily dark. That's more than 18% of the road's 1,600 street lights and almost double what the state thought was out when they spoke to WTOP about it earlier this month.
We know that lighting is a critical part of our infrastructure.
Then Derek Gunn, a Maryland State Highway Administration engineer, said one problem they face is an aging system which is more than 60 years old. Some of the issues that can take out a light.
Rodents and vermin. You're dealing with environmental issues.
According to the Federal Highway Administration, lighting can cut down on the number of crashes by 42%. And Gunn does say having them up is a priority. He says the state looks for lights that are out each month, but also leans on motorists to report dark lights. Along the Beltway in Chevy Chase, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Shoplifters hit another CVS store in the district. This time, the store in the Navy Yard, just across from Nats Park. WTOP's Kyle Cooper reports. Some who live nearby say they won't go in that store anymore.
A video that went viral captures the chaos just the other night as what appears to be teenagers running through the store, one riding a scooter inside, yelling and apparently stealing whatever they want with little or no resistance. These people live in the neighborhood.
Maybe they got to get control over kids that exploit the loophole in the law.
It is chaotic and there's kids. I've seen kids run out with stuff and no one stops them.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I don't go there.
D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab calls the behavior in the store unacceptable and disturbing. In February, CVS closed a store in Columbia Heights that was a constant target of thieves. In Southeast, Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Crime is down so far this year in D.C., but do you feel safer? WTOP's Kate Ryan takes a look.
D.C.'s Executive Assistant Police Chief Jeff Carroll said in a news conference,
"The city is experiencing a 22% decrease in violent crime, and overall crime is down 14%.
And D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith, talking to WTOP, said her sense is that the public is seeing that.
They're starting to feel better about the trends that were in the direction that we're going in crime.
But Smith said she knows any crime can make residents uneasy. An associate professor of sociology at Johns Hopkins University, Michael Bader, says that's typical.
There's always a lag between the crime numbers and the perceptions that people feel.
For her part, Smith said police understand the need for the public to feel safe and that the department will strive to keep putting resources in the right place to reduce crime. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
There was a brief lockdown overnight at Inova Mount Vernon Hospital in Fairfax County while police were investigating a shooting death. Detectives were called to Inova Mount Vernon around 11:30 last night. A woman was brought in with gunshot wounds, and she was pronounced dead at the hospital. The facility has since returned to normal operations. The location and cause of the shooting are still under investigation. Cab companies in Arlington County could be getting a welcome break as they claim they're struggling to survive. The county currently charges $150 for annual renewals per vehicle, and they're considering eliminating that fee for cabs. A recent report shows the use of taxis in Arlington has dropped significantly over the past years. Smaller taxi companies say they've seen more than a 50% decline in ridership since 2019. Coming up on WTOP and Money News.
A rare flop for Jose Andres. I'm Jeff Glabaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-838-6161. That's 800-838-6161. 800-838-6161.
It's 11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
New problem in Davidsonville. Eastbound 50 near the South River, we have the left side blocked with the debris. Westbound 50 before Baydale Drive, exit 28, that's where the right side is blocked for the crash. Watch for a response as they head to the scene. Northbound BW Parkway, still solid delays, leaving Powder Mill Road toward 197, where we have a single right lane getting by the work zone. Outer Loop, still delays, leaving New Hampshire Avenue solid toward Connecticut Avenue after Connecticut Avenue. That's where you have two left lanes blocked for the mobile work crew there. If you're traveling on 270, you're pretty cool. No problems on I-95 in Virginia on the inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike. We believe that work is set up and blocking the right lane. Still some late delays northbound on I-95, leaving Newington headed toward the Springfield interchange. The inner loop crash just beyond the Springfield interchange toward Braddock Road is cleared to the shoulder. All your travel lanes are open there. Southbound I-95 briefly on the brakes going across the Occoquan and down to 123. Northbound I-95 after the Centerport Parkway headed towards 630 in Stafford. You have the work zone blocking the right side of the roadway, so watch out for that. Otherwise, if you're on Braddock Road eastbound near Burke Station Road, may still be under police direction for that crash. And back in Maryland on Riggs Road between Powder Mill Road and Adelphi Road, traffic was alternating at last report around that crash. The WTOP Newsroom, furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now let's get to the forecast from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen.
Today will be very warm for the middle of April, about 10 degrees higher than average. Afternoon highs will range from 75 to 80 degrees. We'll have a nice refreshing northwesterly breeze, tracking some patchy fog early and also a few scattered clouds. But skies will brighten for everyone as we head through the afternoon. This evening, temperatures will fall out of the 70s into the 60s, and overnight lows will bottom out in the mid to upper 40s. So cooler out the door tomorrow. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler with a few afternoon showers. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
How about this? We have sunshine back with a few clouds. 70 degrees right now in Northwest Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 11:10 on WTOP. That means money news at 10 and 40. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Alaska Airlines joins Delta and United in forecasting a busy summer for travel. Alaska's second quarter forecast for profits is well ahead of what investors were expecting to hear. Alaska Airlines did lose $132 million last quarter. Some of that after the grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX 9 jets. Not everything celebrity chef Jose Andres tries succeeds. His fast casual vegetarian experiment is done. Axios says the last location for beef steak, named after the tomato, not the cow, in Foggy Bottom is closed. It grew to 6 locations at its peak. Gwyneth Paltrow was among beef steak investors. This week is the 35th anniversary of CNBC. The Business News Channel launched April 17, 1989, by parent company NBC. CNBC seems like a play on NBC. It actually stands for, at the time, Consumer News and Business Channel. CNBC is now live 23 hours a day during the week. The Dow's up 306 points. The S&P 500 is up 30. That's a half percent. The NASDAQ's up 86. That's a half percent gain. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
Just ahead on WTOP.
Healthcare on the streets for people in need. I'm Dick Uliano.
It's 11:12.
Grab your sunglasses and break out the boogie boards because things are heating up and summer's just around the corner. If you're getting ready to return to your summer home at the beach, be sure to set yourself up with essentials like Xfinity Internet, the fastest, most reliable way to stay connected to the things you love all season long. Stream the best barbecue playlists, download the hottest summer blockbusters, and keep the Wi-Fi ultra fast on slow rainy days when the squad stays inside. With Xfinity Internet, you can count on a reliable connection for all your devices, even when everyone's online. That means you're covered no matter how many people you invite to the party. You've stocked up on sunscreen. Now sign up for Xfinity Internet, the fastest internet today, and even faster speeds rolling out tomorrow. Check to see if Xfinity is now available in your area. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 800-230-5174.
Up ahead, we'll tell you why hundreds of bikers plan to take over a local road. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
I came to InnovaShore Heart and Vascular because of their reputation for world-class care for all types of heart conditions. What I've experienced so far is the most comprehensive care possible.
InnovaShore Heart and Vascular, delivering world-class care to the D.C. region and beyond. From diagnosis to advanced therapies and complex surgeries. Learn more at innova.org/heart.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
At 11:15, good morning. I'm Mark Lewis. Nearly a week after the D.C. Department of Transportation decided to hit the brakes on a project that would have installed bike lanes along a stretch of Connecticut Avenue, bike riders have something to say about it. The group D.C. Bike Party hosted a ride last night that took hundreds of cyclists up Connecticut Avenue in Woodley Park. The organizers spoke with NBC4.
We're very disappointed. You know, over 35% of D.C. households don't own a car, and there should be space on the streets for lots of different ways to get around.
The proposal would have added bike lanes to a several-mile stretch of the road between Woodley Park and Chevy Chase. DDOT says it is looking for alternative roads to add bike lanes, and that riders could also use to travel north and south instead of Connecticut Avenue. Volunteers are an important part of the healthcare system for people experiencing homelessness. WTOP's Dick Giuliano tells us some groups are providing some vital work in that area.
We want to reach people where they're at.
Amy Angel is the founder and director of the nonprofit H3 Project, which tackles the issues of homelessness and human trafficking in the district. And when it comes to healthcare, the H3 Project partners with Street Health DC.
Today we're doing glucose checks for diabetes and blood pressure.
Dr. Toby Smith of Georgetown University and Street Health DC is among the physicians bringing healthcare directly to those who need it. There are also free medical clinics and health facilities and some shelters, a variety of ways to deliver health care.
One system doesn't work for everybody. We have to think about what funding is needing, what are the resources, so that everybody has access to health.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
The Office of Personnel Management is setting stricter validation requirements for enrollees in the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program. Details from Federal News Network's Drew Friedman.
Starting in this fall's open season, agencies will be required to validate a sample of at least 10% of their FEHB enrollments. The requirements apply for both self plus one and self and family plans. The changes from OPM come after the Government Accountability Office found that ineligible FEHB enrollees may be costing up to $1 billion each year. Beginning next year, feds will also have to provide documentation for any family members they want to add to their plans during open season. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on. One of the jurors picked in the hush money trial of former President Trump has been excused by the judge in the case. We've counted hundreds of lights that are out along a major highway in our area. We've got full details on these stories in just minutes. Keep it here. It's 11:18. That means traffic and weather on the 8s. An update from Rob Stallworth.
Between Silver Spring and Bethesda on the outer loop as you head toward 355, still with the mobile work crew blocking the two left lanes. Northbound BW Parkway toward 197, a single right lane gets you by the work zone there. Westbound 50 as you leave Bidell Drive headed toward Route 2, as we have a single left lane squeezing by the crash response on scene. Otherwise, if you're traveling on 301 southbound, headed past Route 50, may have the right lane blocked for the work zone. Traveling in Virginia on the inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike, that work is in the right lane as well. No problems on 66. You guys are pretty cool. Northbound I-95 as you leave Fredericksburg, headed towards Stafford County. The work after 6:30 in Stafford is blocking two right lanes today, so you're staying two lanes to the left in order to get by there. Beyond that, you are clear toward the Springfield interchange. Your delays have eased as you head through Newington toward the Springfield interchange. Northbound 395 near King Street, that's where we had that crash along the right side of the roadway. We believe it's in the clearing stages, and either way, you're staying to the left in order to get by there. No problems going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge if travel lanes are open and available. New problem in the district, northbound I-295 near Laboratory Road exit number 1. The report of a vehicle fire. Watch for authorities as they head to the scene. Further northbound on DC-295 near Burroughs Avenue, that's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. Southbound DC 295 leaving East Capitol Street headed toward Pennsylvania Avenue. We believe it's just a single lane getting you by the work zone to the left. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more. Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check the 7 News First Alert forecast. Steve Rudin is joining us live. How's this Thursday shaping up?
Looking pretty good out there. Another very warm day considering the time of year. We'll range anywhere from the middle 70s to lower 80s, and a lot depends on how much sunshine we see and your location. The farther north and east you are, it is going to be a little bit cooler and warmer to the south and west. As we head through the evening, clouds are going to begin to build. We'll see clouds thicken overnight, but we do stay dry. Wake up temperatures tomorrow morning, mid 40s to lower 50s. For your Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Definitely not looking at a washout. Some neighborhoods will stay totally dry, while others may find a brief downpour. 65 to 70 for a high. We'll cool things down a bit for the day on Saturday. Upper 60s, wind gusts upwards of 20 to 30 miles per hour, and only around 60 for a high on Sunday. It's 73 in Springfield, 70 Capitol Hill, and 67 in Gaithersburg.
All right, Steve's forecast is brought to you by Len the Plumber, Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Straight ahead, local musicians will be honored this weekend at the Whammies. It's 11:21.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. Dave Preston here, and I can almost taste the NBA and NHL playoffs. Actually, hold on. That's a ham sandwich I had earlier. But right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss out on the $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Presto to sign up today. That's Presto. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car at Fitzgerald Subaru Gaithersburg and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 11:23. The Whammies are a local version of the Grammys, which honor D.C. musicians. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley reports the event continues to get bigger.
We are really excited this year to move to a different venue. We kind of outgrew the space that we had last year, had 1,000 people that came through. So this year, we are going to the Capital One Hall in Tysons, Virginia.
Executive Director and CEO Eric Lilly says the award ceremony will honor the best musicians from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
The nominations process is open to the public. And this year, I think we broke records. We had about 20,000 votes for about 1,000 nominees. And those nominees go to 40 or 50 judges. And ultimately, there's 51 awards representing all genres of music. Bluegrass, country, R&B, and hip-hop, jazz, classical, techno.
The Whammies are this Saturday at Capital One Hall in Tysons, Virginia. Jason Fraley, WTOP News. You got that dream.
Are you ready for this? Some area college students are getting a chance to study Swiftonomics. Specifically, that's the economic impact of superstar Taylor Swift. American University is offering a course on it this fall, following in the footsteps of Harvard and Stanford. Some of the things this class will explore: the singer-songwriter's business footprint, earnings from her near billion-dollar tour, and her impact on the Ticketmaster monopoly debate.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. It's one of the frustrations of air travel. You board the plane, push back from the gate, only to sit sometimes for hours on the tarmac. And now comes the latest research on which airlines have the worst tarmac delays. Let's start with the winners, Hawaiian Airlines and Southwest. Hawaiian had just 80 tarmac delays on departure and 87 on arrival per 100,000 flights last year. And Southwest had just 224 tarmac delays. Alaska Airlines came in third with 448 departure delays. And now the worst offenders, JetBlue, with a whopping 1,228 departure delays, followed by United and American. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
At 11:25, Dave Preston.
Capitals practicing at Kettler this morning, Mark. After scraping their way into the playoffs, they don't catch any breaks. The New York Rangers in Game 1 Sunday. The Rangers boasted the best record of the NHL during the regular season. Caps goaltender.